It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Earlier this month, the Wisconsin Technology Council announced the winners of the Wisconsin Governor's Business Plan Contest.
Launched in 2004, the contest aims to help technology-related startups in the state. This year, there were more than 150 contestants.
13 of the most promising companies presented at the 2025 Wisconsin Entrepreneurs Conference in Madison, pitching their products to an audience of judges and peers. They were competing for the top spot in their category. Those included life sciences, information technology, business services, or advanced manufacturing.
Three of the winners join us now to talk about their groundbreaking products and how they might impact Wisconsin and the world. We start with the winner of the Bright New Idea Award. Stephen Gerard is the founder of Sea Change Psilocides. It's based in Whitewater. The company's working on a treatment for titanium medical implants, plates and pins, for example, to help them stay in place and resist infection. Stephen's also an associate professor of chemistry at UW-Whitewater. Stephen, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hi.
Let's start with this product. Now, I've heard of people getting titanium like plates and pins, right, after broken bones. Is that the kind of thing we're talking about here?
That's right, yeah. So any titanium implant that would be used in a surgical application, ideally one that would also interface with bone tissue.
But there can be problems, right, when we're putting bits of metal inside ourselves. What are some of the complications that we can have that you're working on?
Yeah, so the two primary issues that come up with titanium implants, if they fail, are bacterial infections and implant loosening that's caused by inadequate fusion with the bone tissue surrounding the implant surface itself.
And so what are you and your team, and we'll get to your team in a minute, how are you trying to solve this problem?
Yeah, so we have patented and we're bringing to market the first of its kind bioactive glass coating for titanium implants.
Bioactive glass coating.
That's right.
What is that?
So bioactive glass, it's a really interesting material. It's about half silica glass, so the same material that you find in cups, bottles, windows, and then half bone ion, so mostly calcium and phosphate. So this material is biodegradable in the human body. So in body fluid, it dissolves. And as it dissolves, two things are accomplished. One, it releases ions that change the local pH in the vicinity of where the bioactive glass is. So it actually inhibits the growth of bacteria. So it limits bacterial infection. And then it also releases those bone ions. And that stimulates the growth, the regrowth and regeneration of new living bone tissue.
Now, let's talk about the team. You've got undergraduates involved in this, I understand.
That's right. Yeah. So at Whitewater, we in the chemistry program, we don't have master's or PhD students. We have only undergrad researchers. So undergrads have been involved every step of the way, from the conception of the idea to actually implementing it. So I've had students that have been able to adequately make these coatings, verify through data that the coatings are what we say they are, and then do in vitro tests in simulated body conditions to take our coatings and simulate how they might behave in the human body to be able to confirm all of these benefits.
Now, part of the goal of this award, the Governor's Business Plan Contest, you've won the Bright New Idea Award. Part of the goal here is to take these ideas that can make a big difference in people's lives and say, okay, how do we get from the idea stage to we are producing these products. What does that road ahead, what does that business plan look like for you?
Yeah, well, so I'm a relative newcomer to the world of business. So the main impetus for me to even enter into the competition was that I got a UW's innovation grant funded that kicked in January. And as a part of that, I said, I'm going to look at commercializing this technology. At this point, I'm sort of flying by the seat of my pants and learning as I go. So I'm the founder of the company, but what we need to be able to establish moving forward is a production facility. We have to be able to try to find customers. We have to market our product. We have to determine clearly cost structures for the product itself. And then if we're going to be eventually offering this product into the human market, we have to go through regulations and FDA approvals. That'll take several years to accomplish.
And you mentioned the human market. Obviously, you're not there yet, but what are the next steps for pets, animals? I don't know where you would go next.
That's right, yeah. So what we hope to be able to do is get our product to into the animal orthopedics market, which is almost $500 million a year. And so this would serve animals like dogs that might have an ACL tear early in life. Maybe certain dogs will have joint problems that they have to get repaired over time. Or maybe you have a dog that's in a traumatic event. Maybe they get hit by a car or something like that, right? And they would require a titanium implant to be able to have a good quality of life. So the FDA doesn't directly regulate those products. So that would be our easiest entry into the market.
And people might think commercializing academic research in Wisconsin likely going to happen at UW-Madison, maybe UW-Milwaukee. Can you make the case that there's a place for this kind of entrepreneurial spinoff from UW-Whitewater and other campuses around the state?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Whitewater has one of the best business schools in the country, and there is a real entrepreneurial mindset that exists amongst both the faculty and the students at our institution. I think everybody at Whitewater, we think that we can really change the world. We can do big things. And I hope that my participation in this competition demonstrated that.
Stephen, congratulations on the award, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That was Stephen Girard, founder of Sea Change Psilocides, which won the Bright New Idea Award at the Wisconsin Governor's Business Plan Contest. Now we turn to the winner of the Business Services category, a Madison-based company called Equability. Hillary Pham is the founder and CEO. Hillary, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
Can you start by telling us about Equability? What is it? What's special about it?
Sure. So I started Equability because my mom has arthritis in carpal tunnel, which makes things like small buttons and zippers kind of painful for her. So what we do is we take people's existing clothes and we make them easier to wear. So people will ship us their clothes, like button-down shirts, jeans, jackets, and we'll add things like snap buttons, Velcro magnets to make them easier to wear.
And when you're working with a person, is this kind of a one-size-fits-all, or are you saying, hey, what are your particular needs here? How can we tailor this clothing to meet those needs?
Exactly. So we have standardized options and custom work that we do all the time. So for the standardized options, it's really focused on the challenging functional features. So the buttons, zippers. So like for a jacket, for example, we will take out the old zipper and replace it with one with magnets at the bottom so it can be done with one hand. So things like that that don't require a lot of measurements or a lot of sizing changes. That's what the standardized options are focused on. But for custom work, we'll do, so for example, there was a gentleman in a wheelchair who wears an abdominal belt. And instead of having the belt go over his clothes or kind of make them bunch up weirdly at his waist, he asked us to open 2 inches on each side of his shirts and all of his sweaters so he can thread his belt through his clothes. So it's a little more hidden. So we'll do stuff like that too, where it's not exactly tailoring. So it's not exactly measuring their bust or their waist or anything like that, but finding other solutions for people for their clothes.
Now I imagine at least for some needs, there's pre-made clothing, right? That comes with adaptive clothing. What would be the advantage of saying, hey, no, I want to take this clothing and modify it versus buying off the rack for what's out there?
So it's crazy. I've been doing this for about 5 years is when I had the first idea. And the industry has grown so much in the last 5 years. So there are a bunch of companies that are coming out with adaptive options. When you compare them to kind of the other options that they have that are not adaptive, it's a fraction of the options. And so for someone like my mom, who has a closet full of clothes that she's amassed over like the last 20 years, she has a favorite pair of jeans, she has a favorite jacket that she wants to keep wearing. I think those people don't want to buy new clothes and they want to keep wearing like their favorite clothes. I also remember talking to a girl very early on in the process where she said, I love thrifting. I love crazy vintage outfits. And the adaptive clothing companies are offering like white, blue, black, navy, you know, very limited selection. And she said, I just want to wear something really colorful, or I want to be able to shop at Zara and wear like the trendy button-down shirt dress, but I can't do that right now. So really it's for the people who want a little more freedom in the way that they dress.
And just to bring this home for people, you know, if I've had a minor hand injury or something like that, as many people had, or shoulder or whatever, you find out how difficult it is to button a shirt with one hand.
Absolutely.
Like, this has got to be a common problem you're helping people solve, I imagine.
Absolutely. And it's interesting. I started out this process really focused on physical disabilities. So I was thinking about my mom, who has arthritis and carpal tunnel. So we worked initially with a lot of people who have strokes. But now we work with like kids with autism all the way to people with dementia, where a lot of, especially for older people who maybe need to work on their cognitive abilities to make sure that they're maintaining their same processes and stuff like that every single day. Dressing themselves is a really big part of that. So a lot of doctors say you have to continue the habit of dressing yourself or choosing your clothes. So it started out very focused on physical disabilities, and now it's really expanded to anyone who struggles with clothes for a ton of reasons.
Now, when I first heard about your business doing this, I thought of, okay, this is a very practical thing, right? Mm-hmm. People need clothes and need to be able to put them on, and that's true. But I also think of things like dignity and identity and self-expression. How important a part of the story is that?
Exactly. I think it's so I think of my mom. She is extraordinarily independent. You know, first generation American, came to the U.S. in the 80s. So she is very used to like doing everything herself, dressing herself. She doesn't really ask for help. I don't think she really knows how to ask for help either. So especially for people like her, they want to keep dressing themselves. They don't want someone else to do it for them. They don't want to ask for help. And so I think it's really giving people the option to feel independent again, feeling like they are they have a sense of self-efficacy and they can rely on themselves. I think that is much more important than just thinking of this as clothes.
Now, you've won, congratulations, this Governor's Business Plan Contest Award. Where is this operation now as far as scale?
So we've been in operation for about a year and a half now. We officially launched November 2023. So we're super small scale. I have two women who do the sewing for me. One's in Lake Mills, one's in Sun Prairie. So we're all based in Madison. So very small scale at the moment.
With this contest now, are you thinking of scaling up? Do you have a vision of we're going to do this and provide the service for more people?
Absolutely. So we're shipping nationwide right now. And one of the things that I really want to do, shipping is by far the most expensive cost. And so what I've been doing is partnering with local nonprofits locally in Madison to serve as drop-off points. So people can order online, drop it off there, I go and pick it up. What I really want to do is kind of build out a network of drop-off locations, so have them in Chicago or Minneapolis so they can send them in big groups so we don't have to pay so much for shipping. So I'm always thinking about how to expand, how to scale, how to make things more accessible for people.
Now, are you, correct me if I'm wrong, you're not even full-time on this right now, right?
No, I have a full-time job, so I do this, as a creative outlet.
Let's look ahead 2 years, say. What is your hope for Equability in that time frame?
I think my biggest dream is to partner with clothing companies like Duluth or Gap, where people can buy a brand new button-down shirt from Gap and then just have it sent directly to us. So that would mean they could shop from any retail store they want and then just get the clothes adapted to them. And for the businesses, too, it allows them to like reach people with disabilities who probably wouldn't have bought that shirt without our service.
Hillary, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us. And again, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That was Hillary Pham, founder and CEO of the Madison-based company Equability, which won the business services category at the Wisconsin Governor's Business Plan Contest. Next, the grand prize winner of the contest, Phoenix Aid, which is based in Neenah. Ashwin Raj Karthikeyan is the founder and CEO. Ashwin, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you.
Can you give us the basics of Phoenix Aid, a type of bandage for a pretty serious problem?
Yeah, so we developed Phoenix Aid, or at least the initial use case for it, is for a condition called a diabetic foot ulcer. So people with diabetes have immune conditions, and they develop these chronic wounds, which is what a diabetic foot ulcer, or DFU, is. And effectively what happens is on their feet, they develop, you know, small cuts, bruises, abrasions, that sort of thing. But over a couple period of weeks or months and sometimes years, these wounds never heal. They never close up. And so that results in a diabetic foot ulcer, these big open sores on their feet that are easily infected. And because of diabetes is an immune condition, their body isn't able to fight them off as easily. And so especially in what we call like underserved populations, you know, this could be Native American reservations, could be rural Wisconsin, or places like India where we're initially launching. You know, they don't have the best standard of care. They've been using these giant gauze and ointment foot wraps and some variation thereof. And, you know, these advanced products, there's a lot of really cool advanced products out there, but they don't have access to those things, or they don't have the trained medical professionals who know to use those things. And so what we developed is a simplified solution, effectively a bandage patch, which helps accelerate healing, reduces infections, and is a lot easier to use and more affordable.
What inspired you to tackle this problem?
So this actually started, I was working on wound care for some time, sort of as a side project in college. I studied aerospace engineering, and I always had an interest in material science, following my footsteps to my dad, who's a material physicist. But I kind of got into the wound care space because someone I knew in Wisconsin, actually, I worked at JCPenney in high school, and one of my coworkers passed away from a surgical wound. And this is the first thing I really, you know, first kind of inspiration to look into to wound care at all. You know, this isn't something that was really on my radar. But it was sort of, at that time, still sort of a side project. But where I really got into the diabetic foot ulcer space, especially for underserved markets, is actually right before I graduated with my aerospace engineering degree at the University of Virginia. My grandmother, who was living in India, actually passed away from a diabetic foot ulcer. And that's when I realized, you know, this is a really big problem that I think we've got a really great solution for. So,
what is it about this particular wound care, this particular bandage, that makes it a good solution for a long-term wound like this?
Yeah, so, you know, there's no silver bullets for these types of wounds. There's a lot of really cool advanced products out there, advanced therapies, and really, you know, other solutions and things like that. But for these underserved regions, which is the vast majority of people, you know, people who are in rural areas or in other countries or things like that, or people at the VA hospital, for example, you know, they need something that's easier to use, that, you know, trained medical professionals don't have to spend hours and hours learning how to use. Something maybe they can even self-apply, because the issue with the current care is they're changing these dressings every 1 to 3 days for months, if not years at a time, is that we need something that worked with them, you know, worked in their workflow, worked with that sort of education standpoint, and did a better job and still affordable. And so that's how we designed it. You know, there's a lot of cool technologies that we can, so our core technologies is this nanocomposite. It's a fancy term for it. It's able to prevent infections. It has really, really tiny holes that are smaller than viruses. It's able to absorb a lot of the things that come out of the wound in such a way it doesn't damage the tissue and does a host of other things. We call it the ABCs of DFU healing, where we accelerate healing, we block infections, we comfort the wounded patient. And we're able to do that in a nice little tidy package. It's just easier to use than what's currently out there, and it's also cheaper. And that's kind of what sets us apart from all these other, again, advanced. They work well, but they just don't work in the environments we're looking for.
Now, you've got this, the governor's award here, the grand prize. Congratulations, I should have said at the outset.
Thank you.
Where are you now in the process? I see a product in front of me you brought to the studio with us. Where are you in having this in the field, providing those ABCs to people?
Yeah, so pretty excitingly, here in Madison, we're actually doing our first animal study. And then we've actually been approved for clinical trials actually in India, and we're planning to do those at the end of this year. The reason we're going to India first is not only is it a huge market, and we can take these Wisconsin-made products, you know, even for the products we're going to India with, we're planning on manufacturing everything in Wisconsin. So it's a big market. But also we can use that data that we collect in India to speed up the process for the American product launch, which we're hoping to do in 2027.
And as we wrap up, Ashwin Raj, make the case that, hey, Wisconsin is a place we can do entrepreneurship. Because, again, I don't know that the country as a whole looks at us, has us on their map for hot entrepreneurial activity.
I certainly think it is. You know, I really like the sort of atmosphere that we have here. And it's kind of shocking. I go to a lot of these events, you know, the Governor Business Plan Competition and many others besides that are in Wisconsin. You realize there's a lot of innovations happening, a lot of out of the university and a lot of out besides that. And it's not just in biotech, it's across industries. And I think it's a really great environment to be in. You know, for one simple thing, you know, if you raise a portion of money in Wisconsin versus a portion of money in California, the money is going to go a lot further in Wisconsin. You know, you have a lot of great scientists, you've got a lot of great researchers, but you also have just a lot of great people in the manufacturing space and all the other sort of categories of jobs and applications. And so this is such a great environment to be in. That's why we're glad to be here.
Ashwin Raj, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Ashwin Raj Karthikeyan is the founder and CEO of PhoenixAid, a startup based in Neenah that won the grand prize at this year's Wisconsin Governor's Business Plan Contest. Earlier, we talked with two other winners from this year's competition.